A look of horror spread quickly from boy to boy as they realised they would be paired off. Their looks were nothing to match the look that crossed Liam Flicker's face, captain of the school football team, player in the school cricket team, and determined athlete. Flicker had cultivated his reputation of burgeoning masculinity proudly among his year group and didn't want to see it trounced in one fell swoop.
"I'm sorry, Dr. Calcite. I'm afraid there's been a mistake. You see, I don't dance," Liam asserted firmly, annoyance breaking through his polite exterior.
Calcite smiled. "Oh, Mr. Flicker, I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure you dance very well."
Louis stepped up and grabbed the lapels of Cogsman's suit. "I said, get Garrick an ale. You're a servant. That's what you do."
I stepped further into the room.
"Is there a problem here? Actually, I believe the better question is, why do you have your hands on my butler, you little twat?"
Louis released his grip on Cogsman and stepped back. He had paled a bit, knowing the kind of temper I had.
"I wouldn't touch your butler, Your Majesty."
I stepped closer.
"I do believe you are lying to me. That is not wise."
Her smile, though, that was truly gruesome. It extended much farther than any smile should, going nearly ear to ear. Her teeth were hundreds of long pointed looking blades, truly the stuff of nightmares.
Hello?
I stumbled on the greeting, for my mouth suddenly got very dry.
"Hello, Queen,"
she rasped out. She must not talk very often, for it sounded like she had something caught in there.
"You know who I am? How? Who are you?"
I asked in amazement and took a small step closer.
"Yes, I feel stones. All queens and kings do when unite with them. I brought you here,"
she said, gesturing to the cave.
"If you brought me here, then you had to have seen my son."
I rushed forward and knelt in front of her. Hope rose in my chest to form a knot in my throat.